struggle with being truly thankful today? Elizabeth Elliot says, "I'm one who is having to learn this lesson of gratitude. It's very easy for me to pick the one thing that's wrong rather than concentrate on the 10 things that were right." Welcome to Gateway to Joy.
You are loved with an everlasting love. That's what the Bible says, and underneath are the everlasting arms. This is your friend, Elizabeth Elliot, talking today with my daughter, Valerie Elliot Shepherd. Welcome, Val.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
You've talked on occasion about this whole idea of competition with your husband. Mm-hmm. Is that a temptation for most women, do you think? Was it just peculiar to your marriage?
I do think it's a temptation for many women. I think one of the joys of Walt's and my relationship is that when we first were engaged to each other, we recognized in each other and in ourselves that we use this word with lots of laughter, we recognized each other as airheads. And so we accepted the fact from the very beginning that neither of us were super intelligent or super clever. And we enjoyed the fact that we could enjoy simple things or enjoy an easy joke with lots of laughter without trying to be too sophisticated. He would tease me about having been to Wheaton, where there were a lot of smart people. He'd tease me that most of my friends were super smart and they were competitive intellectually, and yet he didn't see that in me. And I'm just very thankful that we've been able to laugh at ourselves and laugh at one another, I guess I could say intellectually speaking. So over the years, we've reminded each other of how we're airheads, and I just think of just a few months ago, my husband was all excited to take the kids up to Big Bear, which is about 2 hours away. He wanted to have them enjoy the snow. We live in an area where there isn't any snow. Of course, we're only about 20 minutes from the beach. And he had told Walter, our oldest one, the night before, that he would take him out to lunch the next day. Well, that morning he decided he would take all the younger kids up to the snow, and I thought it was a great idea, and of course he was going to leave me at home with Theo, which meant a pretty quiet day for me, and he wanted to do that for me and for the children, so he was excited, the children were all excited. I fixed him a lunch, and they all took off, and shortly after he left with the van, which is the only car I can drive, I realized that he had forgotten all about Walter's lunch. And so I had to find a ride to the school to get Walter's lunch to him. And right about a half an hour, 45 minutes before I was to take his lunch to him, and I had to call three different friends to find somebody that could get me there, Walt called from a public phone up on the mountain, and he immediately apologized before even saying what it was that he was calling about. I said, "Don't worry about it." I said, "You remember we were both airheads." I said, "I would have done the same thing, gone off forgetting what major responsibility I had later on." And so we were able to laugh, and I wasn't mad at him for forgetting it. And I was able to get the lunch to Walter and everything. Of course, when Walter saw me with the lunch, he wasn't as excited as he could have been, because when his dad takes him out, he gets to eat a foot-long sandwich, which he loves, you know, and I don't take him quite as much as that for his lunch.
Oh, so his father was supposed to have lunch with him.
So anyway, that's just a little example of how we're both very forgetful, and we can laugh about it. And we have seen over the years different couples who compete with each other, not only in leading the conversation, but in trying to tell clever stories or trying just to be more clever in any way. And I've just been able to enjoy the fact that neither one of us are especially clever, but what we want to show people when we have them in our home is real love and real hospitality and make them feel at home. And I think part of my learning to be submissive to my husband has been to let him take the lead in the conversations at the dinner table or after dinner. Let him say, "Let's go to the living room and talk about such and such," or instead of me frantically trying to think of all the things we ought to ask the company, which would end up making him quiet if I were to lead the conversation. And he has said that it's helped him to be able to know that I'm going to be quiet and let him lead the conversation.
So you've learned an appreciation for who your husband is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You've learned that love is not romance, it's not emotions, it's not a mood, it's not a temperament, but it is self-giving. You've mm-hmm. used that expression. Love is self-giving. And you even used what is a terrible expression in today's world, dying to self. What if somebody accused you of being in denial?
I know that when my husband makes a suggestion and I don't like it, my immediate reaction would be to say, oh no, we can't do that. But I think the Holy Spirit is teaching me to learn inwardly to say, let me do this for his sake. Let me honor him by saying, okay, we can do that.
And let the Lord take care of the consequences, right?
Right, right. And just trust that God will work out whatever he wants to work out through that. And so dying to self just usually so often means keeping my mouth shut, but at the same time trying to give a positive and encouraging response to him. He'll suggest sometime that we'll have a certain couple over. He says he wants to have somebody over and we'll have a real simple meal so that I don't have to go to a lot of work. And my dying to self would mean that I would agree to have a simple meal, because so often my tendency is, no, I've got to fix something fancier than that for these people. And my husband's suggestion is simply, let's keep it as simple as possible so that they feel at home, because the harder you work at a fantastic meal, the more uncomfortable you are because you're tired when they've come. And so just to enjoy the people with a simple meal and to focus on them and loving them and enjoying them rather than focusing on whether the meal was any good or not.
I'm sure we have some women listening right now who are saying, Val, what do you mean by a simple meal?
One of Walt's favorite meals is red beans and rice with sausage.
That's a good old New Orleans dish.
It's a New Orleans dish. He used to live in Louisiana. We both did when we first got married. And so we start that meal on Saturday morning, and we really don't have much else to fix except either a potato salad, a green salad, and a dessert, and that's not too much work. And he often will do it himself just to keep me from having to do it. So he's a wonderful husband in that when he wants to have people over, he will offer to do most of the main work, and I appreciate that so much in him.
You make red beans and rice from scratch, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
What kind of beans do you use?
The red kidney beans. We soak them
overnight?
Mm-hmm, and cook them almost all day Saturday, and we put sausage and onions and garlic in for seasoning.
And that makes a great meal, doesn't it, with rice?
It does.
Yes, I can remember Walt eating huge quantities of that when he was a lodger in my house. Some of our listeners today won't have heard Val's story about how she met Walt, but he was a lodger when he was mm-hmm. a seminary student in my house, and I fed him breakfast and dinner for those whole 2 years that he lived there. And I can remember his enjoyment of red beans and rice. Mm-hmm. In fact, he taught me how to do it because mm-hmm. I'm not a Southern cook myself. Mm-hmm. Okay, we've got just about 3 minutes left, Val, but let's get started on one more question that's very important, I think. When a woman comes to you, as women are wont to do, and pour out their troubles to each other, and somebody comes to you with a long list of complaints about her husband, what do you say?
First, take the complaints to God and ask God to change your own heart and ask God to help you to see your husband for who he is in the light of God's love. Because God loves us no matter what we do, we should learn to love our husbands unconditionally as God loves us. And so if they have a long list of complaints, I guess if they haven't written them down already, I'd have them write them down and start on the opposite side of the list, writing things that they're thankful for and things that they do know are positive qualities about their husbands, and then try to cross off the things that they've complained about and recognize that they do want to concentrate on the things that they're thankful for first and foremost, and try to just keep giving up those complaints to the Lord and saying, Lord, I'm unhappy about his TV watching, but I want to give that to you, and I want you to change his heart about it, not me to try to talk him into changing.
It's not going to accomplish your purpose anyway, is it, if
no.
you just spend your time nagging?
It never does.
And I remember your stepfather saying that if a woman is very generous, she may allow that her husband lives up to about 80% of her expectations.
Mm-hmm.
So what's she going to do with the other 20%? She can pick away for the rest of their married life. She's not going to reduce that percentage by very much.
Right.
The other choice is, do you remember what he said?
No, I don't.
Just settle for the 80%. Be thankful.
Mm-hmm.
And as old Dorothy Collins used to say, Betty dear, we're none of us prize packages. Just look for the essentials and
skip the rest.
Okay, well, we're going to go on with some of these things about marriage that Valerie has learned in her more than 17 years of marriage. You've been married to Walt longer than I've ever been married to any one of my three husbands. So you probably have, well, you do have more experience with one man than I do. And I'm grateful that you're willing to talk about it, Val. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anything, if offered to God, can and will become your gateway to joy. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.